Okay, let us move on to item 5, amendments to the draft Southwest Kowloon Outline Zoning Plan Number S/K20/26, paper number TFK/04/2012. I would like to welcome the following representatives to the meeting. From the Planning Department, Mr. C.K. Seoul, as well as Mr. C.H. Mack. Do we still have a call? Everybody go to the washroom. We do, right? Okay. That's enough quorum, then let's proceed, all right? So I would like to invite members to declare interest if you have any. If not, then this is, sorry, Leslie?
I don't think it matters, but I think I should declare that I've been newly appointed to serve on the WKCD Park Development Committee, which relate to the West Kowloon District Development, Cultural District Development.
Because this is about the OZP, that's partially cover the WKCD, but I think the interest is relatively indirect. I think, Leslie, you can still stay and to comment on this item. Any other person who wanted to declare any interest? Yes?
Yes, there's a CDD project, which is for provision of infrastructure works to support the development of WKCD.
Okay. Yeah, CDD will be everywhere. Okay, thank you for letting us know. So let us, is there any other interest to be declared? Okay, if not, then let us invite the team from Planning Department to brief us. Please make your presentation within 10 minutes, Mr. Song.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members. The current round of proposed amendments to the Southwest Kowloon OZP are mostly technical in nature and can be divided into two categories. One is to reflect some existing as-built condition of slip row, and the other one is to make adjustment to the land area of the West Kowloon Cultural District. And I'll go through them one by one. For item A and B, it is suggested to rezone a strip of land to the west of Toa Row from GIC to an area zone as Row, and to rezone a strip of land to the southwest of a ESS at Toa Row from OU annotated public utility depot, including electricity substation, to an area zone as Row. This is mainly to reflect the existing as-built condition. And the following proposed amendments are mostly related to the minor adjustment to the boundary between the WKCD and the adjacent West Kowloon Western Harbour Crossing. The items C1 and C2 suggest to align the current boundary between the two areas so as to comply with the current gazetted plan of the WHC. Amendment item D1 and D2 is to exclude some road area from the boundary of the WKCD. And E1 and E2 is to add some new area to WKCD because it falls outside the WHC as well as the WKCD boundary. And the last one will be more interesting is to include the current seawall area into the WKCD so that to follow the current practice of the Town Planning Board or following the high water mark in defining the zone boundary and the planning scheme boundary. And on the other hand, it will allow the WKCD authority in the future development to plan the seawall together with the waterfront promenade and to improve the harbourfront at the land-water interface. After all those adjustments mentioned, the land area of the WKCD will increase slightly in about 2%, amounting to 8,200 meters squared. So the current land area of the WKCD will be some 40.91 hectare, and it has been included in the development plan that we will present in the items later. And other amendments are really technical in nature, say to to say change the annotation and to update the notes of the OSAP to reflect the latest practice. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, thank you very much. Comments from members? Paul?
The missing seawall sections, why some seawall sections are in and some seawall sections are not. If we take the entire development area for the West Kowloon, probably the best thing is to look at the first slide, not at that one.
Okay, thank you. Why?
So would this increased area be used for plot ratio calculation as well?
Any other questions? If not, may I ask the team to respond, please?
Yes, I saw on the diagram. In fact, there are two types of seawall. There are vertical seawall. In between this area. But the design of the seawall, because I don't have the mouse. Yes, thank you. The seawall along the area that have been highlighted on the slide, they are not vertical seawall that involve some land area. So, in reviewing the situation, we consider that there is scope to beautify all those areas and be developed as part of the adjoining waterfront promenade. So we suggest to include this area into the WCD boundary. But for the vertical seawall, there's no land area involved, so there's no need to change it. For the question of plot ratio, the increased land area will be used for the calculation of the permitted plot ratio in the DP.
Okay, Paul.
The rest of the seawall for the West Kowloon Cultural District, so to the east, can be east, not west. East. You're with the planning department. Come on, east. Sorry about that. There's an overview plan in one of the slides. Okay, yeah, to the right. Why is none of that seawall included, including the old Yamate Typhoon Shelter breakwater? Why is that not included in the OZP?
Is Paul referring to the seawall at the east or the breakwater in the west?
East.
East.
Yes.
No. It means here.
Yes.
As I mentioned before, the area we included is not vertical seawall, but the area you refer, say adjacent to the Jim Sajo area, there are vertical seawall.
Sure, I understand that. But there is the old Yamate Typhoon Shelter breakwater that's sticking out there, just left above the word D2. You can see the little thing sticking out. Why is that not included in the... Yeah.
This one?
Yeah. Why did you not include that in the OZP?
This is not the Yamate Typhoon Shelter. Typhoon Shelter is over here.
That is the old Yamate Typhoon Shelter breakwater.
And this one is personally used by the Fire Service Department for the park, for the berthing of the fireboat. So it is not part of the WCD.
So I think that's clear now.
Yeah, it's chair, it's clear, but I mean, we raised this issue before. Somebody's going to make that ugly pier look good. If we leave it with fire services outside the OZP and outside anybody's responsibility other than fire services running the trucks over, we've got an ugly pier sitting right in front of a very expensive West Kowloon Cultural District area. So why don't they stick it in there? It can still be used by fire services, but at least somebody's going to look after it. I mean, we raised this issue last time in the meeting here. I'm not sure why that has not been cared for. It surprises me a bit.
Mr.
So, Chairman and Paul, in the coming presentation about the WKCD, we'll give more information about how we are going to handle the fire service department and these facilities in the area. So I would like to leave our response at that juncture.
Okay. Any other comments? If not, then I think this is actually relatively minor and a lot of technical things redefining the boundary. So other than across the board suggestions that we agreed on under item 3, I think we have dealt with this particular item. Thank you very much, Mr. So.